Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hello?
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 Who's texting me?
Not me.
There we go. Hi! Welcome to All Things Internet. Wait, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, sorry. I just like went for it without really consulting with you.
Go for it.
Okay, I need to cross my legs. I need to get comfy. Hold on.
Cinderella, back away. Thank you.
Her name's Poopy. Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about the positive things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. And here we are. I'm at my mom's house. Hi, I'm Rachel.
I'm Gwen.
There it is. The mother-daughter duo that no one asked for but seemed to like. We are at my mom's today.
We are.
My girlfriend's parents are in town. They're staying at our house.
Lovely people.
Fantastic humans. Yes. They are staying in my office. So my office is no longer my office, which is where we record.
Yes.
But also, they are coming. My mom is in Santa Barbara. Yes. That's not a secret. And we are all going to the Botanical Gardens in Santa Barbara after we're done filming.
Yes.
So, sorry, Mom. You're not doing anything wrong.
I just know this tray. I'm not as fancy as you.
We've makeshifted a setup here. We don't even have a ring light. Sorry if you're watching this and you're like, ugh.
They're in the dark.
The lighting. Who are they? They're shadows. Sorry, I forgot a ring light. It's fine. But we've makeshifted. I think it's set up pretty well.
It's pretty good.
This is a comfy couch.
This is like a flashback from years ago.
Oh, this is how we originally started. Oh, I like that we're ending it how we started it.
Yep.
Should we go back to my house in LA and do a final episode
No.
there? A lovely family lives in my house.
I'm sure they are, but no more LA.
No more LA. Oh, God.
We're done with LA.
I do not like it there. I wish I had, Abby and I call it, I can't say the word on here, but F money.
It's fun money.
Sure. Where you have so much money that you don't think about it. You don't think about what you're going to get. Oh, you just get things.
I don't even know what that is.
I know. So that is what we think the goal is. We don't want to be billionaires. I don't want to be a billionaire because I think if you're a billionaire, you can't be a good person because you're hoarding too much money. But if you had like $300 million, you're doing pretty well. You don't have to think about anything. I would love if I had, we'll call it fun money for this podcast. If we had fun money, I would love to just have an apartment in LA so that when I have to go down to LA for stuff, I can go whenever I want the day before so I can miss the rush hour traffic.
Yes.
Spend the night there. Don't have to deal with traffic.
At your leisure.
At my leisure. So, because there's a lot of times people invite us to things in LA. We have to get there at 7, which means we have to sit in 2 hours of traffic.
Yeah.
And then we don't want to drive home at 11 p.m.
No.
It's going to take forever. So if I had fun money, I could just get an apartment or rent a hotel room. I think an apartment would be better. Have my things there.
Your things.
And I think that's the dream.
That's what I've heard of people who have multiple homes.
Yeah.
I personally don't know any. And then what do they do? Do they have 5 sets of clothes at each house?
Do you have your basics at the house that you're never
Pots
at?
Pots and pans and
you have
toiletries.
Your toiletries. And then you could pack a bag. I'm sure you just have socks and underwear and some basic clothes there.
Okay.
Because again, if you have 2 houses, you have the fun money where you can just buy all the clothes you want.
Because I'm sitting here going, okay, I have 5 pairs of pants. Now I can't give up some to put in another house.
Yes, if you had fun money, you would just buy the things,
got it.
Mom.
Got it.
So you wouldn't even pack a bag. You just buy things. You just run to Target.
My brain doesn't even go that way. So
you have to dream, Mom. You have to dream of the fun money, of the life you could have.
Nah.
So that's the. I wish I could do that.
Did you need therapy?
I've upped therapy to weekly.
Is it better?
No, but my therapist did say, after I told her all the negative things that have happened in my life, and she's like, yeah, when it rains, it pours kind of thing.
Yes.
And she said, okay, and we've discussed all of the negative things that have happened to you. Now get out of that negative mindset. you can't keep expecting negative things to happen. Focus on the positive as much as possible, because if you keep going, oh, all these bad things keep happening to me, and then every time one happens, you're like, see? And it just amplifies it, and it's you're looking for the negative. So I have to look for the
positive. Accentuate the positive.
Accentuate?
Accentuate the
positive. Is that a word?
That's
accentuate?
A song. It's accentuate the positive. I can't remember how it goes.
Accentuate?
Accentuate the positive. Is my brain having a slip fart or something?
Like
accentuate the positive. I swear that's a song. Maybe it's a Bible song or something.
Accentuate the positive song.
I don't think it's a song. Maybe it was a hymn. No, it's not.
Accentuate the positive. See? That is a song.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
By Harold Arlen.
I want to hear it, man.
Well, I can't, but
it says,
count you got to accentuate.
Blessings.
Oh, hold on. The positive. Eliminate the negative.
Yep.
Latch on to the affirmative.
Yes.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Oh, please tell me what that is from. It's
got to
be a musical.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum.
This is our theme song.
Bring gloom down to the minimum.
Yes.
Have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Who is that in a musical? How would I know that song? But I can hear it in my head.
It's just, I was it just looks like an old guy singing.
Okay, that must have heard it on the radio or something.
I'm loving it. I kind of want to like stand up and do a powerful speech.
Yeah.
With it to illuminate his last remark. Oh, it's a Bible song. Jonah the whale, Noah the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive.
Accentuate the positive.
I've never heard someone use the word accentuate.
I don't know. It came to mind when you were saying negative, negative, negative. I'm like, nope, accentuate. Accentuate the positive.
Accentuate the positive. What?
I want to listen to it. We got
to
hear it.
Okay,
now,
we're going to listen to like a moment so I don't get copyrighted.
Oh, that's right. Well, maybe it was on VeggieTales.
We got a trumpet.
Maybe it was on VeggieTales or something.
Oh, I just got to get to the chorus. Is this it?
Yeah. Yes.
I like it. It's vibey. It's a religious song, but it's vibey. I like it.
There you go. So when negative things happen, just plug that in.
Accentuate the positive. I don't even.
Eliminate the negative. Yeah. Fun.
I love that. All right. Well, what was your therapy for this week?
A couple times I had to just go stop.
Yeah.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. To myself, not anyone else.
Someone just rang your doorbell.
It's probably a cat. No, that was my cameras. It's probably a cat or a squirrel. It's okay. If it was a person, they'd...
Well, if it's a squirrel, I think you should answer the door. The squirrel's ringing your doorbell. That's pretty impressive.
I left them nuts out there. I didn't last night, so maybe they're...
Oh, he's just saying thank you?
Or, hey, where's my nuts?
Excuse me, lady. Give me
Excuse me. Everything's empty. What's going on here?
Rude. Well, early bird gets the worm. Early squirrel gets the nut.
It's still out there, man.
It's 10 a.m. They're a little late to the nut grabbing.
They're a little bit late. It's probably the cat. I don't see... Oh, I see your big red truck.
Yeah, my big red truck's out there.
Yeah, that's out there.
I had to stop on the way here and fill up the tires with air. Happy low tire pressure season, everybody.
Yay.
This isn't a holiday, but I'm going to say it. It is the year where everyone's tire pressure is going to get low, and it's because of the weather change. Fill up your tires. One, it's great for gas mileage. But two, if you're driving on low tire pressure, your tire's more likely to pop.
You have a smoother ride on the lower pressure. It's more bumpy on the higher.
But the higher
pressure.
So
if you don't have a bumpy ride, fill up those tires.
You want a bumpy ride. A bumpy ride is a safe ride.
There you go.
Yeah, but you'll get better gas mileages.
Mileage. Look at me knowing words today.
I accentuate the positive.
And mileage.
Anyway, you'll get better gas mileage if your tires are full. But also, if your tires are low and you're going fast on the freeway, they will maybe pop. So.
Ooh, scary. And check the tread.
Check the tread.
Stick a penny in there.
How often are you supposed to change your tires? Because I'm pretty sure my Tesla needs two tires.
You stick a penny.
I think it's a quarter now.
Oh. Well.
Should we look it up?
We do a penny and we stick it in there. And if
pennies from heaven.
If you can't, if you see the head of the dude on the penny?
How to check
Lincoln?
If your tread is...
Then it's time to get new tires.
Low.
Or if you see the wire...
Insert a quarter.
It's a quarter now.
It's a quarter now because they want to make more money on your tires. Into but your pennies thread...
Pennies are smaller. So they'd make more on a penny.
So a quarter would mean your tires need to be changed more often because there's more gap.
Okay. Accentuate.
Okay, insert a quarter into your tread groove. If the tread touches Washington's head, you have at least 4 32 inch. How do you say this? 4/32.
4/32 inch
of tread remaining. And then there's use a tire thread gauge. Place the gauge on the top surface of the tire tread and extend the tire's thread wear indicator into one of the thread patterns.
Just stick a coin in there. If you can see the dude's head.
Insert a penny with Lincoln's head face first into a tire tread groove. Check if Lincoln's head is covered and no longer visible between the grooves. So if you can see his full head, you need new tires.
You need tires badly, yes.
Yes.
And get them. That's important.
Because they could pop. And then you're paying lots of money for a damaged car.
And maybe hurting someone else.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt somebody else.
Think of others.
That's what I was... When people... I'm a stickler for the drunk driving. Mm. When my friends have like two drinks, I'm like, you good? I don't trust you. Hang out a little bit longer. Here's some water. You're not allowed to leave. Everyone knows this about me. So... which they're annoyed by it, but also I think they're thankful for it.
Too bad. You've saved lives.
I'm always like, wait, who's the DD? Are we getting an Uber? What's going on? But I'm like, they're like, oh, you know, I've unfortunately met a lot of people who are like, oh, well, you know, I can deal with the DUI. I can, whatever, like not whatever, but like, it's not the end of the world. I'm like, what if you kill someone? Like, it's not, oh, I might get pulled over and get arrested or have that on my record. It's not just that. You could crash and not just kill yourself, but kill another human being
or hit maim someone. Them for life.
Yeah, like how can you deal with that thought? It's, I guess, like people don't think that extreme, but like that is the extreme. That's why that's why it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's not illegal so they can get ticket money. It's illegal because you can kill somebody. How can you live with that?
Yeah.
What were we talking about? How did I get to that? Oh, the tire thing. So make sure your tires are good.
Make sure.
Yeah.
Make sure.
All right, Mom. Oh, I can't see that. Oh, because my setup is... What? Oh, before we check to see what the holidays are, let's see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right, Mama.
All right.
Give us the holidays.
Holidays. For you today, It's use less stuff day.
Use less stuff.
I'm doing that.
Does that mean get rid of stuff you don't use?
I don't know, but that I took it as use less stuff. You don't need all the stuff. I've been getting rid of all the stuff.
I love it. My issue is what are the words that I'm trying to think of?
Accentuate.
No. I personally don't like it. I have a little hoarding in me.
I don't know how you get that.
Is it from you? Is it from your mom?
No, none Maybe of us both. Are hoarders. None of us.
But I try really hard not to hoard, but I do go, I will need that one day.
Yeah.
And there have been so many times that a significant other has said, I'm throwing this out. You don't need this. We don't need this. They throw it out. And within a month.
You need it.
You need it. And I'm like, ha! Now yeah. I have to go spend $30 more or $100 more.
Yeah.
On getting that thing that you said we never needed.
Yep.
But in fact, we need it. We might only need it once a year, but I've always had room to store things. So even if it's once a year, it's saving me a trip to the store and money.
Yeah.
And I'm not creating trash. Let me keep the thing. There are definitely things I'll get rid of. That's totally fine. I learned a great hack. Turn all of your clothes inside out and mark it on the calendar. And 1 year later, any clothes that are still inside out,
smart,
get rid of them.
That would drive me nuts seeing it hang in the closet or in the drawer inside out. I'd be like, oh, I can't do this. I have to fix it.
You have to, well, you
oh,
just
can't.
Then wear it. And if you, every time you try to put it on to wear it, you don't like it, get rid of it. Why are you holding on to it?
I might fit into it someday.
No.
Oh, that might be for a very full bloated
Guess
day.
Guess what?
Or, no, I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I've...
And socks. See, I think I'm not a hoarder. I think I'm a collector. I have to have complete sets.
Yeah, that's...
Like 101 Dalmatians, I need 101 Dalmatians.
You've also... I've gotten rid of that habit. I learned that from you.
Same.
I just wiped off my eyebrow.
Precious moments, I need them all.
Oh my God.
Beanie Babies, we have to have them all.
I used to collect... empty Tic Tac bottles.
Oh, but you could use those.
Mason jars, pill bottles. I used to collect all that stuff, and I've learned I don't need to collect that.
Toss it. Just save one or two. Toss it.
I don't need to save any of them.
I know
that.
But that's a way to ease out of it, too.
No, because then I'm like, this one might be better than the other one. Mm. I've learned to just not save that stuff. If I've spent money on it and it's a tool or something that I could need again, I'm keeping it.
Well, I like giving my stuff away too. Like we have garage sales, but I end up just giving it away.
Yeah, I've done that a lot. There's a long time where I put stuff on OfferUp and then people come and I just say, just take it.
And now I'm to the point of no garage sale. And that's hard for my brain because I'll go, let's just put this in a box and we'll save it for the next garage sale. And then that's what happens and our garage gets full. Now it's like, nope, if the word garage sale comes up, it goes straight to the thrift store.
My issue, I'm having this big issue right now, is it's so hard to find good organizations. So we have a bunch of stuff that we are willing to get rid of, but we don't want to throw it in the trash because...
Right. Someone can use it.
Right. But Goodwill charges so much now.
What?
Goodwill, no, not to donate, but for people to buy.
Oh, yes, that's true. I put things out on my Ivy and people come by and just take them.
Oh, we've thought about doing that a few times, but I think I might. There's quite a few things, and I'll put it on OfferUp for cheap, like a $100 pair of shoes. JoJo gives me her stuff all the time. Every time I go to her house, she's like, oh, by the way, I'm getting rid of those shoes. I didn't like them, but she's never worn them. She's like, do you want them? And I was like, I'll sell them. And I'll put them on for like $5. And they're never worn $150 pair of Jordans or high tops. And no one wants them. I'm like, guys, what are you doing? Someone take these because I don't want to give them away. I would actually give them away for free if someone came for them. But I don't know. I'm like, I don't want to just put them on the side of the road.
Yeah. I had a JoJo t-shirt at my garage sale. Did I tell you that?
No.
And this little girl came up with her mom and her mom says, how much for this JoJo t-shirt? And I said, she may just have that.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a JoJo t-shirt.
And we get all our JoJo stuff for free.
Yeah.
So we don't have to make a profit on it at all. But
so that was cute.
Yeah, JoJo gave me, I went flying with her and she got these shoes with wings on them to fly in. And then they made it so she couldn't actually fly because the wings were actually making,
oh, no.
Like they were moving the air wrong on her legs. So she took them off and she was about to throw them in the trash can.
Oh gosh.
I was like, JoJo, what are you doing?
Somebody can use those
shoes.
Like,
she's like, I'm never going to wear these again. I got them for flying. And I was like, give me those. She was like, you can sell them for a lot of money. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to just let you throw these away. But then of course, now they're just sitting in my garage.
Yeah.
And we have a huge pile of, we have a fryer, like a deep fryer.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
That works great. I got it at a garage sale for $15.
Nice.
And I'm like, I don't want to just throw it away, but I don't want to put it on the curb. I don't know. I you've ruined me.
I'm sorry.
You've done
there
this.
Are a couple places other than Goodwill that sell for
yeah,
cheaper
Salvation
stuff.
Army is super homophobic.
There's a couple local places here that are really good about it.
Okay. I need to find some good places to donate my stuff to because we've got a bunch of clothes. And my friend, our roommate Devin was like, why don't you donate all your clothes to a women's shelter?
Yep.
And I said, yeah.
The men and women's shelters, that's a great place.
Is there a men's shelter? Because I was like,
yes.
All of my clothes are men's clothes.
Yeah. Now I'm having a brain thing.
That's
the
okay.
Mission? No. It's something. It's downtown. Yeah. We have one. And then they have a battered woman one too.
Okay.
So yeah.
I can separate the clothes from
men and women.
From when,
and that's
women's.
What we did with my father when he passed away, all of his clothes. We didn't want to sell him a garage sale. That wasn't my dad. It's like, my dad would give these away. So we gave them to the place. Why can't I remember the name? That's really upsetting me.
It's not Salvation Army?
No. It's, why do I want to say it's the Mission? It's not the Mission. I don't know. It's down by dad's old work. Way down Santa Barbara.
Oh, by Calvary Chapel?
Yeah. Yes. It's right by there.
Oh, okay. I don't know what it's called. I just know the location.
Oh, I can't remember it. But men who are...
Oh.
And they go there for free meals at dinner time and a
so
certain
cool.
amount can spend the night.
I don't know what it is. I'm like, I want to... I have a hard time because my friend Summer told me about there's Facebook Marketplace. There's a free section. But I think I'm scared of people trying to come and take it for free and then sell it for more money.
Okay, but I had to do that at my garage sale because people come and they just buy everything up or tell me a sob story and it's not for real. And I have to stop and go, at the end of the garage sale, I just donate it all anyway. So it's not up to me where it goes.
Why is by that my thought process? I think it's a very negative, bad thought process to have.
I used to do that too. I had to make myself
I don't
want to
be tricked.
Exactly.
I don't want you to pull one over on me, but I do have to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great therapy session.
It is great.
Yeah.
See, here we go.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Stop
what are we
doing this because it's going to, you keep making a noise. And
sorry.
I love you so much. It's not it's not a personal thing. It's just the mic thing.
I didn't know I was doing it.
You're doing this and I love it. We both talk with our hands.
We do.
And I think it's a fantastic thing because I think it keeps people engaged when we're conversing.
Conversing.
I love it. Now you're thinking about doing it, huh? I didn't want to point it out.
No. Now my hand is like, I got to hold something and don't move.
I hate, because again, it's not me. I don't care.
Right.
If we were just having a conversation.
It just picks up.
Yeah. And I don't want you to have to second guess your body motions.
Exactly.
Now she's being all delicate with a piece of paper.
Okay.
All right. So. Wow.
That was
Use
Less Stuff Day.
Okay.
The 17th.
I need to wrap that up.
Okay. Go ahead.
I need to get over. I'm okay with giving away everything.
Yeah.
And I need to get over people might resell it.
It's okay.
And that's okay.
It's
they
okay.
needed that money. Sure.
And you needed it out of your garage.
Correct. Correct.
Exactly.
I need to get over. That's a negative, not positive. That's what negative is, but not a good mindset to be in. So.
And whoever's going to sell it for more money, it's okay. It's still less money than it is brand new.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. We're good.
November
Thank
17th, Homemade Bread Day. Hey, Rachel, how'd you like that homemade sandwich
My
bread?
Mom gave me some homemade bread today and then told me all the ingredients, and one of them was
milk. Oh, I'm like, no, I forgot.
It's okay. I can always handle a little bit.
All right.
I always rather, I've gotten to the point where I want to taste things.
Yeah.
So I'll have like a bite of something. Like I had a bite of cheesecake last night.
Oh, yum.
Because everyone was talking about, I'm not a huge dessert at the after dinner person. We never did that.
No.
We never did dessert, which I'm so glad we never
got
into that
it.
Habit. Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, way later in the night, we'd have ice cream or something.
Yeah.
But a lot of people grew up, okay, dinner's done, here's dessert. We never did that.
But it's like Thanksgiving. Here's all the big, huge meal you have stuffed and gorged yourself. Oh, here's pies. It's like, can we do this, like, tomorrow?
Yeah. So I'm never someone that craves dessert after dinner, and I'm so glad. I think that's great. Abby's mom ordered a pumpkin cheesecake, and then they started debating if there was banana in it. And I am someone who, if banana is in something, that's all I can taste.
Yeah.
Because you can't put banana in a tropical smoothie and it be a tropical smoothie. It will then become a banana smoothie.
Yeah.
And this is how I feel about everything. I don't hate banana. Banana's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good banana. But if you put it in something, that thing is now a banana, whatever it is. So I was like, fine, I'll take a bite. And so I ate a piece of the cheesecake. I wasn't going to.
And?
It was banana pumpkin. Okay. It was banana.
Okay.
And her mom agreed with me. She goes, yeah, it's just banana cheesecake now. Still delicious. But don't call it a pumpkin cheesecake if you're going to put some banana in it. Anyway.
It's a banana cheesecake with a hint of pumpkin.
Yes, that's there what it was. So I'm not going to take myself out of that conversation and everything by not trying the cheesecake.
Right.
I need, it's just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
So anyway, my mom's homemade bread is delicious though.
Yeah. Well, I was reading what was in sandwich bread and I'm like, no, thanks. So in it, I found a simple recipe and bada bada bing, we got sandwich bread.
Yeah. I grew my own tomatoes.
Yes, and I'm so proud of you.
We put them in the fridge and stuff and it only lasts a couple days. And I was like, why are these tomatoes going bad? So why are they going bad so fast? I was like, because there's no preservatives in them.
Or still chemicals. They're not sprayed on them. But also if you put them in the fridge, they get mealy. You need to leave them on the counter and then eat them as soon as they're ripe. But if you put them in the fridge, it makes it mealy.
Okay. But what if you cut open a tomato and only use half of it? What do you do with
then
that?
Then you have to refrigerate it.
That's what we do.
How can somebody only eat half a tomato? Hello, give that to me and put it in my face. Tomatoes are so good.
I eat tomato sandwiches. And we get the massive heirloom tomatoes. They're huge.
Oh, they're so good. Have another sandwich with homemade bread. Now I have to find a recipe with no milk.
It's okay.
I'll do it.
You don't often feed me bread. You can eat your milk bread.
My milk bread.
I'm very rarely here. It's okay.
Milk bread.
Sorry. Are there anything else? Oh, she farted.
I told you.
Oh, your dog's
Cinderella
getting me back.
Is 11. She's 11, almost 12.
I swear 11. This dog's been 13 for 10 years. I don't understand.
And her bowels, no matter what we feed her.
You got her when I was in college. I think I was 20 or 21, and I'm 32 now.
She's old.
She's old.
For a dog.
Yeah.
The 19th, Rachel. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's all about you.
It is all about me.
Women's
all the time.
Entrepreneurship Day.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for the segue. I'm an entrepreneur now.
You are?
I can't say entrepreneur without
entrepreneur.
Saying entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur?
I am trying to, for a while, I was just, not just, but a YouTuber.
Yes.
Now I'm a social media influencer because it's broadened. But now I do think... This happened about 2 years ago when I moved into my house I have now with Abby, and I went to film a video and I got in a bathtub fully clothed in a onesie doing bathtub toys, and Abby walked in and giggled and took a picture of me, and then I looked up at the camera and I saw myself in the viewfinder and I said, I am 30 years old. I'm in a bathtub in a onesie.
What a way to make a living.
I was like, I love this. I love that this is my job, but maybe I should pursue more adult things, whatever that may be. And that's when I started doing my app Flip. I met the CEO / my business partner now, Beth. And she told me about it. And I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to like build apps that are helping people and doing great things. And
it's a great thing.
Part of that. So if you're listening to this on Thursday before 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, app Flip is an app you use to find people in your area to do sports or activities with. You can find people based on your skill level, your competition level, whether it's just like leisure or you're super competitive or you want someone that's a beginner or super advanced in it. You can filter by age, by gender, by location. And so if you go travel somewhere and you're there for like a month, you're like, I need someone in this area to go do blank with me. You can find someone. It's also for safety. Even though you can do sports alone, a lot of stuff you can do by yourself. It's not always the safest. So anyway, this is the app we're building, and we are in it's called a pitch competition, where if we win the competition, we get money to help get the app developed. So my co-founder, the founder, Beth, is the pitch is being live streamed and the voting is live as well. So we need everyone who wants us to succeed, to go watch. I'll put the link down in the description below. But 5 p.m. today, Thursday, the day this is being posted, November 16th, go hit that link, watch Beth present Flip live. It's real quick. It's a 99-second pitch. And there's a few other people that are pitching as well. You can vote for other people. That's okay. If they have a better idea and you're more jazzed about that, then that's just what it is. That's business. But if you guys could vote for us, that'd be great to get us to the next round, the final round. And then so we have a chance to win some money so we can actually get this app developed. So that's all. The link below. Vote for Flip, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time this Thursday. Okay. The link is below. That's it.
Yeah,
I had to do my pitch.
That's... I didn't even know you were going to do that. Woohoo! Woo. I was just celebrating you.
Yeah, I'm trying to be an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
The 20th is Old Sock Day. No, Odd Sock Day. Sorry.
I have started, speaking of getting rid of stuff, if I'm wearing socks and I go, oh, these ones are worn down, I take them off and I throw them away immediately.
Good
both
girl.
Of them. So both pairs, I'm not missing a sock.
Well, why would you keep one?
Because the other one was perfectly good.
Okay. But anyways, you can wear odd socks. It was actually started in 2017 for bullying at school, having kids wear odd mismatched socks. So then go, see, you can be different and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I like that.
It's fun. Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, so odd socks on the 20th.
All right. What time? How long is this?
It's.
Oh, we can move on.
Okay.
No, sorry. We can move on to the top trends.
I have one.
Oh, my mom has one.
I have one.
Okay.
There's girl math.
Yeah.
There's boy math.
Mm-hmm.
There's dog math.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of dog math?
I've seen a couple TikToks on it.
Can I share some of them?
Of course, Mom.
Dog math is when there's 15 balls out and one goes under the couch. Now, says the dog, I have zero balls.
Yep.
When you leave for 3 hours, it's 3 hours. When you leave for 3 minutes, it's also 3 hours.
Yes, it is.
Dinner is at 5 o'clock. When it's 5:03, you're 2 hours late.
Yes.
Okay. When you stop petting me after an hour, that equals zero pets, and you practically hate me. And I loved this one. When one dog walks in front of our house, it equals 240 dragons that are trying to attack us.
That is true.
Dog math.
Dog math. Oh, I saw that one, and I was like, you're in the car with both parents. One parent goes into the store. That equals no parents are in the car.
Yes.
It's like dogs only care about like what if
exactly.
Like one's gone. It doesn't matter who's left. One is gone and that's all they think about.
Yeah.
I love that. Let's see what I put down. Oh, everyone's talking about how, guys, it's going to be Taylor Swift. It's got it.
All I see.
She at a concert with Travis Kelce in the private little booth watching her. She was singing the Karma song. Karma is a bam. Baby is a bam. And she's saying, Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. Sorry, I don't know her songs that well. I love her. Don't know her songs. So Karma is a guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. And everyone flipped out. And
they
then afterwards,
it.
She ran over to him and kissed him. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, PDA, we're in love. Also, apparently, I've learned this. She does, I don't know what people call it, a secret song, a bonus song. At the end of the concert, she picks a song that's not in the set list, and she sings it. And she started doing mashups of songs where you put multiple songs together, two songs together. And everyone freaked out about that. Hmm. Like, oh my God, the secret song or the special song, I don't know what it's called, can be a mashup. And they all freaked out. So, and then another trend I've saw is people are making more and more fun of millennials.
Am I a millennial?
No, Mom.
Oh, okay.
You're a boomer.
Okay, what are you?
I'm a millennial.
Oh, we're making fun of you? No, we can't.
No, you can. I do stuff that's very, it's, I want to say icky. Like, there's just things. And it's just what happens. The generation below you will make fun of you.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. And so they're making fun of us. I made fun of boomers. They'll make fun of me.
Well, eventually.
The generation alpha will make fun of Gen Z. It's just how the world works.
But eventually then they'll go back and go, oh, I wish I could have done blah, 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 like my mom did. Or how'd they do this back then? And
yeah.
Then you're in awe.
Okay, yes.
You go from, oh, let's make fun of
them, I think every generation gets socially better, like politics-wise.
Okay. So, everyone? No.
No, I think each generation like, as a whole,
okay,
are voting for better and better things.
Okay, gotcha.
And then, you know, each generation is completely different, and each generation thinks that they know best.
True. Well, sometimes, yeah.
What do you mean?
Are we still talking politics?
No, we're talking just generally. Like, the boomers think that millennials don't know anything, and they're the smartest ones. And millennials are like, boomers, you don't get it. But millennials are like, Gen Z, we're cheering on Gen Z because we understood, like, it's generations have always been like, you respect the people older than you. The people older than you are smarter than you. And millennials were the first generation to go,
I wouldn't say smarter. I'd say wise. Some are wiser in they've seen more in life and understand.
Yes.
They've seen the horrific effects of
correct.
Things in life.
So you'd think that they would be like, we don't want anyone else to have to go through that.
Exactly. That's what I think.
Right. But a lot of people in the boomer generation are like, no, you have to put your boots on the ground. I had to go through it. You have to go through it.
Mm,
you're
no.
just a different mom. You're just different.
Okay.
I'm saying the generation of the whole.
Okay.
And then the millennials were the first one to be like, no, it doesn't have to be hard. Life doesn't have to be hard. Like, we didn't figure it out. We were the first ones to be like, blah, blah, blah. And now Gen Z is like, we got this from here. And we're like, take it. We're tired. Take it. But they're going to make fun of us because we're lame now. So I allow it.
Okay. I don't think you're lame, but okay.
Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it. Those are the two trends that I really saw. Okay. Did you learn anything?
Yes. On TikTok. Because that's all I look at. That I can grow sprout lentils for my chickens.
Wow.
I've been doing alfalfa sprouts and broccoli mm-hmm. sprouts yeah. and salad greens and things like that. And mung beans.
Mung beans.
Mung beans. That's hard for me to say.
Yeah.
I can say accentuate, but I can't say mung beans. That's why is that so hard?
Mung?
Mung beans.
Mung beans?
Mung beans.
Mung beans.
I did it. There. They love those. but I didn't know I could sprout lentils. So now I'm in there sprouting lentils.
Love it. Love it.
That's what I learned.
I learned that some $2 bills are worth thousands of dollars.
I saw that!
Abby and I looked at our $2 bills. We do not have any that are worth thousands.
Sorry.
It's okay. What else did I learned? Oh, I learned one more thing. Oh, there are things called personality hires that people do this. And I would think, it doesn't mean that they're not capable, but companies hire them for morale.
Okay.
And then they're part of projects. They're just keeping everyone's spirits up doing stuff, but they're not actually like
workers. Gotcha.
But everyone loves them and they get everything done and they're like, oh, I'll talk to that person. They're like, they get people to communicate because they're
the
friends
mingler.
With everyone.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. They're the in-between person. And I think that's hilarious. And if you're a personality hire, I applaud you because that means you're a very lovely person.
I wonder what they go home and say.
I had a hard day at work.
Yes.
I had to talk to everyone. And then I also, there's a guy on TikTok, Doug Weaver Art. He makes car videos and he did a Vehicles 101 where he explained car talk. And it was so simple. And he's, you know, have you heard of like 6-cylinder cars or V line or whatever? Just all these things. He explained what that meant, and they're so simple to the man.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh. So if anyone, Doug Weaver Art, he has the names of each videos on, if you look at his page, they're all titled. Vehicles 101. He went on for 3 minutes just explaining the most basic things. And I went, oh, cars aren't hard to understand.
There
they just
go.
Need to be explained correctly. And that's what I believe. I think
yes.
anyone can be taught anything. It depends
yes.
on the teacher.
And how you learn.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I am the teacher. If the teacher's
right.
teaching you based on... I couldn't get math all through high school. I didn't understand a lick of math until my friend would tutor me, and I understood everything she was saying. But then when we got in the classroom, my teacher would try and explain it. I'm like, that's not... What? And then she'd explain it. I'm like, oh, I get it. And then in college, I had a teacher that was so amazing that I tested out of all the math.
Wow.
Because she just explained it in a way that my brain understood.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I was like, I get it now. So it's not, it's, anyone can obtain the information. It's just, it just has to be given to them in a way that they'll understand
exactly.
it. Exactly. All right.
I'm all for that.
Before we move on, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. And we're back. All right, Mom.
Yes.
What's the next thing? I got a boogie in my
updates.
Nose.
Rachel, do you have any updates?
The writer's strike is over, but that I think was last week, but I forgot to say something.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah, the writer's strike is over, and I saw a meme that's like, all these unions winning. We're just like, yes, more! Keep winning! Keep doing it! So they came to an agreement. I'm very, very happy for them.
That's great.
Yeah. Do you have anything on the internet made you smile?
On the internet?
We go through this every time, Mom. I love you so much.
I just think, well, when I think of happiness, I don't think of internet. When I think of happiness, I think of things in life, my family things.
Okay, then tell us what made you smile this week.
My puppy's coming.
Your puppy is coming Friday.
That's
yes.
All I can think about. My puppy's coming. My puppy's coming. My puppy's coming.
Yep. All right. I just screenshotted some memes. I'm so glad you're excited, Mom. She's shown me all the things she's bought. And I love that it's making Christmas gifts really easy. I can just buy you a bunch of puppy stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I screenshotted some memes that I thought were funny. The uncomfortable feeling I get when everyone watches me unwrap a gift makes me totally understand why dogs take their treats to the other room to eat them. I'm not a mom, but I always find these funny because I know so many moms. Me, hydroplaning through 4 lanes of traffic in my minivan. My kids. Mom, are you listening? I said knock, knock. Whoever is making cheese commercials can save their money. We're buying cheese and we're never going to stop buying cheese.
Exactly.
I have never understood. There's some stuff I'm like, why do we need
commercials
for that?
We're all going to buy it no matter what.
Whenever I see milk commercials, I'm like, people drink milk, whether there's a commercial for it or not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Milk. I was going to say, because usually it's a certain brand that they're trying to sell.
No, just
it's milk. Just got milk. Yeah.
That was genius marketing. Diamonds and milk. They... Neither
Diamonds messed us over, man.
Diamonds was, they were worthless, and someone decided, a diamond family was like, let's make diamonds worth a lot. So they convinced women that if a man doesn't buy you a giant engagement ring,
yep,
then he doesn't love you.
They just used to be gold bands. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just, diamonds are a girl's best friend is what they decided it was. And that marketing was genius.
And that was in a movie as well.
And the milk companies just got a hold of the politicians.
Got
and
were
like, you need to put it that you need to drink a bunch of milk and all your research and whatnot. And
yep.
And all your schools and everything. And so it's ridiculous. But anyway, another meme. I can't eat pizza 2 days in a row because that's really unhealthy. So I have to finish this whole thing today. That was good. That was good. And then the number of times I've missed my turn because my GPS overestimates my ability to comprehend 600 feet.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Is it here? Is it here? And you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any confessions? I actually have one this week.
Yes, I do.
What's yours?
I've spent way too much money on my puppy.
Oh my God. This is why I said you that's okay. Part of the responsibility of having a puppy mom is that you are responsible.
Is making sure it's well cared for.
Okay.
So she has all the toys she needs. She has beds in every room in the house.
My gosh.
She has treats and a big old bag of food and yeah.
All right. My confession is I'm a mouth breather and I'm actively trying to stop it.
Like at sleeping?
Sleeping, and then during the day I'll catch myself breathing through my mouth. I have a deviated septum and
do
I
you?
Think it's from braces.
How do you get a deviated septum from braces?
Because of the rubber bands and stuff. It like
but your
messes up.
Deviated septum's way
it
up
messes
here.
Up your whole bottom of your face.
Okay.
So anyway, I have a deviated septum and it's created me to be a mouth breather and I'm trying to stop it. I wear tape on my mouth at night and now I'm starting to wear tape when I'm driving by myself.
Oh God, I could not do that.
It's this little tape right here.
Oh no, I could not do that.
I know you couldn't. I am actively trying to stop it because it's bad. It's bad for you. It's bad for your throat. It's bad for your teeth. Bad for your breath.
What if you?
I have good breath. Don't worry.
What if you do the nose strips?
I have done those, but
those help.
Yes, but my mouth still drops open. My jaw doesn't want to stay closed. My jaw naturally drops.
Maybe it's just tired, Rachel, and it's just
because I'm constantly talking. Yeah. Well, I don't want to do that. I want to close my mouth.
I don't think I've ever seen you with your mouth open, just sitting there.
I know. So it used to be just when I slept. And I've noticed it happening more and more. Like Abby was laying on my chest while we were watching TV. And she goes, are you breathing through your mouth? Because she could hear me go. And I was like, no. Oh, my God. Yes, I was. But no, I don't want to be that person. So I'm catching it early. Because I looked it up online. It's like, yeah, if you have a deviated septum, you have to do exercise. They constantly be thinking about it for a little period of time to make sure it's, I have to exercise my mouth to stay closed again.
Gotcha.
I do feel like I don't get enough air through my nose.
Only when I have a cold.
Oh,
otherwise,
man.
I got a big nose, so.
Mine's a decent sized nose.
You have a perfect nose.
I know, but it's decently sized. I should be able to get airflow through there.
You should.
I don't understand why it's just, I'm struggling.
Maybe because there's an extra hole in there.
Mom, it has nothing to do with my septum piercing.
I don't know. It's just a thought. Maybe air is getting, okay.
I love you so much.
I love you.
That is actually all the time for we have for today because my mom and I have to go to the botanical gardens.
Fun date day.
Date day. I love you guys. Please watch Flip's pitch live and vote for us so that we can get this app going. So I want to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
I had fun this episode.
Me too.
I mean, I have fun a lot of episodes, but this one just felt nice.
It was fun, yeah.
All right.
Relax.
I wasn't in a bad mood.
I love that.
All right.
Kinda
I love you guys.
Scares me a little.
I'm sorry.
But it's okay. We all do.
I love you guys so much. Please subscribe. We have 6 more episodes.
Probably.
Something like that. I don't know. We'll find out. That's it. You guys are great. We'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridans, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.